This is the Blues Show on WPSU. Max Spiegel with you here. We're live and local, and we're rocking out tonight. Got a great show. Now that I got you vibrating at the right frequency, let's enjoy set one.
Give me your dirty love, like you might surrender to some dragon in your dreams. Give me your dirty love, like a pink donation to the dragon in your dreams. I don't need your sweet devotion, and I don't want your cheap emotion.
Whip me up some dragon lotion for your dirty love, your dirty love.
Give me your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you've never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation. I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Your dirty love. Your mama make her fuzzy poodle do. Give me your dirty love, the way your mama make that nasty poodle chew. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little bo-peep diploma.
I'll just put you in a coma with some dirty love. Some dirty love. That dirty love. Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chooses
nappy.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chooses
nappy.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chooses
nappy.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chooses.
Not a speck of cereal.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chooses.
Nothing but the best for my dog.
Poodle bites.
Come on.
Lay down, my dear brother, lay down and take your rest. I want to lay your head upon your Savior's breast.
I love you,
but Jesus loves you best. I bid you good night,
good night,
good night,
good night.
I bid you good night,
good night,
good night.
Good
night. Lay down, my dear brother. Lay down and take your rest. I want to lay your head upon your Savior's breast.
I love you,
but Jesus loved you best. I bid you good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I bid you good night.
Good night. Good night.
One of these mornings, bright and early and soon. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Now they're picking up the spirit to the shore beyond. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Go walking in the valley of the shadow of death. Good night. He's rod and his staff gonna comfort me.
Oh,
good night,
good night, good night.
John the wise said I saw a sign. Good night,
good night, good night.
Lord, send a fire, not a flood next time. Good night,
good night, good night.
Tell me, Father, off that wonderful boat. Good night. She really loaded down. At the ending of the world, good night,
good night, good night.
Eat all the children that would not be good. Good night,
good night, good night.
I remember right well, I remember right well. Good night,
good night, good night.
I went walking to Jerusalem just like John. Good night,
good night,
good night,
good night. Good night.
Whoa, good night. Lay down, my dear brother, lay down and take your breath. I wanna lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you, but Jesus loves you best. I bid you good night,
good night,
good night,
good night,
good night.
Oh,
I bid you good night,
good night,
good night.
Good night,
good night.
Oh, good night,
good
night.
Oh,
good night,
oh,
good night,
oh,
good night,
oh,
good night.
I want y'all to hear this defense blues. I mean the relax your mind blues. Relax your mind. That means when you relax. A lot of people don't never relax because I used to didn't relax myself. That's reading my leg, you know. Got like it is, wetting it too much. And one time you got to relax your mind, then you always feel fine. Sometimes you go too fast. You're overgoing your mind in a way. Your mind is running you something. You got to relax once in a while. So it's just relax, what you call relax your mind blues. I mean, I made the song just on the kind of people driving cars. You can't drive a car and look all across the road. You got to look down the road where you're going, because that's caused so much trouble now. So many people lost, that's true. Not relaxing. And then you see the people ain't looking. Where they're going, see? Yeah, not where you're going. I drove all through this country, Mr. Lomax, myself, and I never run over a chicken. I never run over nothing. Because I'm going to look down the way I'm going. You can talk to me all you want, but I ain't going to turn my head to look at you. You're sitting up there. You can talk, but I'm going to look right down the way I'm going. That's true. And if you don't do it, something's going to happen because that leg twisted. And you can't monk with leg twisted, because when you look off and you're going wrong, when you look around, you done got excited. You can't even stop. And that's what caused the trouble, see? And I just made the blues relax your mind and it make you live a long time. Now you just listen to this relax your mind blues, just words put together. Relax your mind, relax your mind. Ooh, make you live a great long time. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. When the lights turn green, ooh, push down on your gasoline. One time you got to relax your mind. When the lights turn red, ooh, share your brakes down to the bed. One time, you got to relax your mind. Relax your mind, relax your mind. Oh, make it feel so fun sometimes. Sometimes, you got to relax your mind. Yeah. When you're driving the automobile, ooh, keep your eyes down through that windshield. At the time, you got to relax your mind. Once there's a man crossing the railroad track, ooh boy, and he forgot to relax. That is one time he should have relaxed his mind. Relax your mind, relax your mind. Ooh, make you feel just as fine as wine. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. Relax now. Relax your mind, relax your mind. Ooh, we'll make you live a great long time. Sometimes you've got to relax your mind.
Down in Mississippi, where I was born. Down in Mississippi, where I've been warped by the rain, driven by the snow, drunk and dirty, and don't you know I'm still willing. I was out on the road late at night, seen my pretty Alice in every headlight. Dallas, Alice. I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchapi to Tonopah, driven every kind of bread that ever was made. I even drove the back road so I wouldn't get way. If you give me wheat, white sand, Mexico, I get baked by the sun every time I go to Mexico, but I'm still willing. I've been kicked by the wind, dropped by the sleet, had my head stove in, but I'm still on my feet, and I'm still in a whole lot of trouble. I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchapi to Tonopah, driven every kind of rig that ever was made. I even drove the back road so I wouldn't get way. If you give me wheat, white sand, every kind of bread that ever was made. I even drove the back road so I wouldn't get way. If you give me wheat, white sand, wine, show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving. Yes, show me.
Oh, one of the greatest band names ever, the Flying Burrito Brothers. If you don't know about the Flying Burrito Brothers, I encourage you to look them up. That was a Graham Parsons project, a hidden gem in the history of rock and roll. A bunch of hippies who decided to see what happens when you country-fry rock and roll. anyway, I think you'll dig it. I actually have three songs by them in tonight's set list, and to turn you on to them if you haven't heard. Okay, so that was Willin', cover by the Flying Burrito Brothers. Down in Mississippi by Ry Cooter, Lead Belly's Relax Your Mind. It's got to be the first road rage song, probably written in the 1950s, but story has it that he was commissioned to write a song by the Automobile Society, and then when they heard it, they declined to use it, which goes to show the bureaucracy of the industry and them not wanting to acknowledge that road rage exists or any sort of a need to relax your mind. But it turns out to be quite a life lesson, right? That there's an ideology, a larger ideology in that song that relaxes my mind. at least. I bid you good night. Real nice cut from Aaron Neville. A little Aaron goes a long way, in my opinion, but that song seems to boil his essence down to something quite palatable. So I love that song. Dirty Love by Frank Zappa. It started off tonight with Leaving Trunk by the Black Keys. This is The Blues Show, and this is your faithful host, Max Spiegel, here. We're live. We're local. You can give me a call. I can prove it. 1-866-720-9778. We can talk about it. Let me tell you that this is WPSU at 100.9 in Bradford, 91.5 Bald Eagle, or tell your smart speaker to play WPSU. Now, set two, or do something we don't do often, but I think we do well, and that is a study in song. Tonight's subject matter is cocaine. Now, I got six songs. The first five are simply to justify song six, because it could be questioned as to why I'm playing it on the Blues Show, or does it deserve to be over the air on public airwaves. So I think I do a good job of that. Anyway, drug songs go back a long way in history. In fact, the Cocaine Blues that we're going to play a couple versions of goes back to 1908. Cocaine was decriminalized, or criminalized, rather, in 1914. So the song that Reverend Gary Davis plays, which is the first version that I heard of, or that I can track back to 1920, he says he heard it at a county fair in 1908, which would have put him at like 9 years old. He didn't even play guitar or own a guitar. He started bugging his mom for a guitar at that point. It took him a while to get the guitar, being a poor black man in the South. And when he finally did, he learned it from memory of that county fair. That song evolved over time. When we have a couple versions of that, all the way to a great cut by Jackson Browne and Warren Zevon. And then we have a couple of different versions of it. The whole point of this is to say it is lamenting that cocaine exists, and it's showing you the bad behavior. It's in its lyrics of how one would behave and how one would fall if you do cocaine. So I'm going to interject a couple of times during these next six songs, but please enjoy Cocaine.
One more than just about a half past four. I heard somebody knocking on my door. Cocaine done got all around my brain. I come in one morning just about a half past ten. My gal got a chair trying to do her best to knock me in. Cocaine got all around my brain. Found myself sitting on the side of the road. And I spent all my money I had for my room and board. Cocaine done got all around my brain. Run your mama, won't you run your quick? This cocaine's about to make me sick. Cocaine done got all around my brain. Past six, my gal done quit, bitch. She done had got me fixed. Cocaine done got all around my brain. I run a white girl like this, and something like this. Been out all night long and ain't slept none yet. This cocaine done give me a fit. Cocaine done got all around my brain. still want the way you done me, it ain't gonna do. If you don't do no better, I'm gonna have to get rid of you. Cocaine got all around my brain.
Now, I first heard that song, the Jackson Browne version, as I mentioned, and that's what led me to Reverend Gary Davis. And so that is a great gift. So I hold it quite high. I believe it is, what was it, On the Run, the famous record of his, which is a great record. He doesn't even acknowledge Gary Davis in the lineage of the song. He only knew about Dave Van Ronk's version, and as we know, Dave Van Ronk learned it from Gary Davis. But it led me to its origins and the discovery of a young me falling in love with Gary Davis. And while it was the album version of Cocaine, Jackson Browne's version, I'm not going to play that tonight because there's a deep cut version with him and Warren Zevon. They did a single live session at a radio station studio, so it's got that studio quality, but it's a live performance that has some extra verses in it and some storytelling, and it's really charming. So enjoy that, please.
It says here you're 27, but that's impossible. Cocaine, you could be 45. Late last night, about 4:15, old George come knocking down my hotel room door.
Where's the cocaine?
Said you're too late. It's all around my brain. Colorado was the cocaine capital of the world. Cocaine. That's what Warren's parents and mom were worried about. And they live in Aspen. Now, cocaine's for roadies and not for men. They say it'll kill you, but they don't say when. Cocaine running all around my brain. I don't know, but I might be through. Like I had my share and several other people's too. cocaine running all around my brain. I'm losing touch with reality and I'm almost out of blow. Such a fine line, I hate to see it go. Cocaine running all around my brain. Record, it's got these guys playing that I met through Lowell, George, and Van Dyke Parks. Mexican guys who play Mexican harp and guitarrón and vihuela. But this is the way the song was written originally.
The song is sad and it tells some terrible things. And you gotta understand, but they're playing it, they're rock stars. They're playing it because they've had their own trials with cocaine. And he says, you know, verses are popping up at parties, meaning that they're singing it when they're hanging around with their friends. They're singing it in their midnight rambles. You know, there's a chuckle to it. But this is the same time in the late 70s, the mid 70s, in which, you know, rock and roll took a turn. People were dying. These guys were watching their friends die. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Graham Parsons, Lowell George. It was a deadly condition, this rock and roll, and there was a existential crisis that a lot of them were having. You know, the band went up to Woodstock, New York, and retired early. And caller Andrew turned me on to some West Coast musicians around the same time, mid-70s, who were holing up in a house in Southern California, trying to figure out how to survive. And they couldn't give up rock and roll as much as they couldn't give up cocaine. So there's some emotion tied in this. But if you look up the origins, as I am wont to do, of these songs, you're going to find a couple of different threads with cocaine. There's some very different versions that evolved similarly around the same time. And you got to understand that cocaine was legal and popularized. It was in Coca-Cola. Sigmund Freud wrote an entire book about how awesome it is because, you know, it wakes your ass up and makes you feel and do wonderful things. And it wasn't until a few years later they realized, trouble's coming on this. And so they even used it as medicine in World War I. So a lot of soldiers were being dropped off, you know, now hooked on cocaine. So it took a turn around 1915 or so. So the other thread that you'll find that goes way back is a version that they call Cocaine Habit Blues that was a jug band favorite. And even modern rockers are still doing takes of it. And that is Take a Whiff on Me, also known as the Cocaine Habit Blues. We have a version here by Memphis Jug Band, which is the earliest that I've come across. Have a version here by the Flying Burrito Brothers. We'll play those two and then turn you on to yet a third unique version that evolved around the same time period. Enjoy.
Cocaine habit, mighty bad. Okay, we're going to feature the drummer on this one. Gene Parsons back on the drums, and he's going to tell you all about this song he's going to do.
This is a Huddy Ledbetter song. It's probably about 40 years old, and it's a dope song. But wait a minute, hold it. This song was written before cocaine was illegal now, folks. Here we go. One, two, three.
Take a whiff, take a whiff on me. Whoa, baby, take a whiff on me. Hey, hey, baby, take a whiff on me. Take a whiff, take a whiff, take a whiff on me. Whoa, baby, take a whiff on me. Hey, hey, baby, take a whiff on me.
Went down on the corner, 4th Street and Main, trying to get some good cocaine. Hey, hey, baby, take a whiff on me.
Take a whiff, take a whiff, take a whiff on me. Whoa, baby, take a whiff on me. Hey, hey, baby, take a whiff on me.
Baby, take a whip on me.
Take a whip, take a whip, take a whip on me. Whoa, baby, take a whip on me. Hey, hey, baby, take a whip on me.
Baby, take a whip on me.
Take a whip, take a whip, take a whip on me. Whoa, baby, take a whip on me. Hey, hey, baby, take a whip on me. Take a whip, take a whip, take a whip on me. Whoa, baby, take a whip on me. Hey, hey, hey.
Gib, see if you can play this.
Yes. Well, baby.
Blues time. Make it cry.
Well, baby.
Oh, yeah. He's got the feeling tonight, folks.
Get down. Get down.
Well, baby, take a whip on.
Here's the great biggie.
Me.
Now, go ahead and debate whether that's blues or not, but you can't debate whether that ain't kick-ass. Who wouldn't want to see one of them concert, Flying Burrito Brothers? I got one more version that I just remembered of the Take a Whiff on Me. There's a lot of other great versions of these songs as well. Let's search YouTube. There's a Chet Atkins version. Just some great stuff. But check this one out. It's the White Stripes.
Take a whiff on me, take a whiff on me. Everybody take a whiff on me. Well, hey, baby, take a whiff on me.
Take a whiff on me, take a whiff on me. Everybody take a whiff on me. Well, hey, hey, baby, take a whiff on me. Well, cocaine's for horses, not for men. A doctor said kill you, but he won't say when. Well, hey, hey, baby, take a whiff on me. Take a whiff on me, take a whiff on me. Everybody take a whiff on me. Well, hey, hey, baby, take a whiff on me. I said the redder the berry, the sweeter the juice. Take my red-headed woman for my particular use. So, well, hey, hey, baby, take a whiff on me. Take a whiff on me, take a whiff on me. Everybody take a whiff on me. Well, hey, hey, baby, take a whiff on me.
So the there's a whole other direction. If you think that sounded, Jack White, White Stripes version sounded unhinged, compared to the Lead Belly version, he's clearly embodying him. Lead Belly was unhinged thing in his too, and I love it. The last version different direction of the song I'll play should be familiar to you. Again, I don't believe there's a debate that this is a blues song, so see if you agree with me.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dirty carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a half past nine, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Hopped and he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen, 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Now, that song isn't only performed live. It's performed live in a prison. And you see they cheer at the first line when, you know, he talks about shooting his woman. And they cheer at the last line when he talks about shooting women. So there's a certain glamorization of domestic violence that's going on. And Lord knows I've been accused of it producing the Valentine's Day murder ballad special here for a couple years. But there, as I argued then, there's not a happy ending here. These people end up hung and killed and put in jail forever. So nobody wins with a murder ballad. But all those songs and versions of drug songs through the years and the history of American music is sort of playing on the fact that there's a smirk while singing them, but there is sad consequences. And if any of you are old enough to remember when this song trended, I played all those songs just now to justify this song right here.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt. Yeah. Okay.
La la. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high, because I got high. La-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La-da-da-da-da-da. I'm taking it next semester and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
Go to the next, go to the next, go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da. Now I'm a paraplegic and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. La da. Now the tow truck's pulling away and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I
because I got high. La la da da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
So look, it's the formula, right? Afro Man was a struggling musician when this song hit. He was in the studio fooling around, frustrated at how hard the days have been, and he's, you know, part of a socioeconomic disenfranchised group of African Americans who aren't paid enough, aren't earning enough, living in conditions in which are rough, and they need medication, and the medication happens to be illegal drugs that have consequences. So it's funny and it's tragic, and it's the blues songs. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that study of cocaine and drug songs. And this is the Blues Show on WPSU.
Keep on, keep on, keep on, keeping on.
Hello, God. That there is Dr. John, unmistakable voice of Dr. John. Just as a reminder, we played Afro Man's Because I Got High, Cocaine Blues live version there with Johnny Cash. Yeah, Flying Burrito Brothers version of Take a Whiff on Me, Cocaine Habit Blues by the Memphis Jug Band, Jackson Browne and Warren Zevon's version of Cocaine, Reverend Gary Davis's version of Cocaine Blues, and I did sneak in the White Stripes from their, it's a, from a 2004 DVD called Under the Black Pool Lights, I think it's called. Anyway, that's the turn of the hour, and this is the Blues Show. So let me tell you that this is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania, an outreach service of Penn State.